I will sing unto the Lord, February 8. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Come to Jesus just as you are, sinful, weak, and needy, and he will give you the water of life. You want a faith that reaches through the hellish shadow that Satan casts athwart your pathway. He is busily inventing amusements and fashions which will so take up men's minds that they shall not be able to spare any time for meditation. Teach your children to glorify God, not to please themselves. They are his children, his by creation and by redemption. Teach them to shun the amusements and follies of this degenerate age. Keep their minds clean and pure in the sight of God. Praise God. Let your conversation, your music, your songs all praise him who has done so much for us. Praise God here, and then you will be fitted to join the heavenly choir when you enter the city of God. Then you can cast your glittering crowns at the feet of Jesus, take your golden harps, and fill all heaven with melody. We shall praise him with an immortal tongue. As our Redeemer leads us to the threshold of the infinite, flushed with the glory of God, we may catch the themes of praise and thanksgiving from the heavenly choir round about the throne, and as the echo of the angel's song is awakened in our earthly homes, hearts will be drawn closer to the heavenly singers. Heaven's communion begins on earth. We learn here the keynote of its praise. Praise the Lord, talk of his goodness, tell of his power. Sweeten the atmosphere that surrounds your soul. Praise, with heart and soul and voice, him who is the health of your countenance, your Savior, and your God.